Our fair weather ends with the setting sun. By the time darkness descends upon us, the ashing flag atop the marquee's mainmast flaps violently in the growing wind, and the deck beneath my feet tilts harshly with each cresting wave. The thwack, thwack, thwack of the sea slamming the hull is a ceaseless concert of drums. Every few minutes, an especially ambitious swell breaks hard against the rail, spraying my face with ice-cold water and ensuring a slightly sulfuric, wet wood smell in the air. I grip a stay for balance as I survey the deck, masts and sails, listening for the creak of straining wood or tearing cloth. The marquee is about 120 feet long and just under 30 feet at its widest point. In the endless vastness of the darkening, angry ocean, we are a bouncing speck of timber and cloth. I've ordered sail taken in twice in the last half hour, bringing sailors up from their warm beds into the frigid night to do it. The ship lurches again, a renewed gust of wind pressing into the canvas. If the Marquis was an ashing ship, I'd ride out the squall, but Tyreek's standards little match ours. No one's do. Ashing is the smallest of the Lyran League's 6 kingdoms, but when it comes to the Navy, we are unmatched by any on either side of the war. We have to be, since the ocean surrounds our kingdom on 3 sides. On the tear-shaped Lyran continent, ashing is the peninsula on the tip. Mr. Jax! Dread crawls through me as I raise my voice. The middy climbs down from the shrouds, adjusting his uniform jacket as he first runs, then remembers himself and walks, to the quarterdeck. The foul weather has muted even Jax's unending energy, and the boy shivers with cold as he salutes. Bring the hands back onto deck, I say, just as the skies open, rain adds itself to the windy misery. If I wasn't the most despised person aboard before now, this order firmly seals me into that slot. The fat drops slap my cheeks and slide down my neck beneath my shirt. We're taking in sail! Jax's shoulders hunch as if I'd just ordered him to put down a dog. All hands on deck! Aye, aye, ma'am! The Marquis is Tyreek built, I say louder than I must, wanting the crew as much as Jax to understand my reasons, to side with me. There is no telling how much stress the wood will hold. Better a little less speed than a broken mast. Jax gives me a dubious look. So much for the value of explanation. 2 minutes later, the deck swarms with 2 dozen irritated sailors helped along by the threat of Landon's cane. They all, Landon included, very politely avoid my gaze as they set about climbing the shrouds. The wind and rain batter their clothes as their chilled fingers fight for grip. The ship bucks like a wild horse, threatening to throw the climbing sailors into the death of open sea. All because I decided to take in sail. Because I ordered them to climb 50, 60, 70 feet up into the rigging and stand on narrow beams as they grapple with canvas in the midst of a gale. I force my shoulders back, reminding myself of the very words I'd just told Jax. This hardship and risk is worth the cost. A part of me believes that as little as the middy did. The sail lowers, slowing the Marquis's run. Although I've protected the sloop's masts, the loss of speed also enslaves us to the rocking waves. Squirrel vomits over the rail before going below to catch what little wet sleep remains for him. Can she not make up her mind? The wind carries bits of conversation to me, an experienced topman who was up in the rigging just moments ago. We could have done this a half hour past. The youngster is making extra work, a woman's voice answers. I've seen winds twice as tough, and not a crack in the mast. Her bloody highness is not ready for command, say the glares and exchanged looks of many eyes. Not nearly ready. Coffee? I startle and twist toward the unfamiliar voice. Behind me, standing on my quarterdeck, is a young lieutenant with gleaming epaulets and a porcelain cup of warm, steaming liquid. His blonde hair, pulled back into a ponytail, is plastered to his wet skin as his friendly brown eyes smile at me through the rain. It takes me a heartbeat to find my voice, and another beat to school it to professionalism. Who the hell are you, sir? I inquire. And what are you doing on my ship?